The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, donkey of the day for Wednesday, July 21st goes to Tarrant City Councilman John Tommy Bryant. John is from Tarrant, Alabama, and he's a city councilman, and he decided to use a racial slur during a public meeting this week. In fact, it was Monday night in Tarrant, Alabama, and John was being asked about controversial social media posts allegedly made by his wife about race. After being questioned, Bryant stood up. And well, let's go to CBS 42 for the report, please.
In the past few months, we've shown you contentious moments at Tarrant City Council meetings, but tensions boiled over during a meeting Monday when neighbors questioned some recent comments by Councilmember John Tommy Bryant and also Facebook posts from his wife about race.
I mean, I know I'm black. Hey, do we have,
do we have, you want to address what I have to say.
Do we have a house nigger in here?
Yeah, you.
Okay. Do we? Hey, yeah, yeah. Do we? Would she please stand up?
Y'all are seeing this, right? It's camera.
Residents who were there say they are still in disbelief tonight, even if Bryant was repeating comments made by someone else. Bonham says there's no excuse for Bryant to use the word, and she's calling on him to resign.
Because he was way too comfortable standing up and using that word in front of a group of people of color.
Councilor Tracy Threadford is also calling for Bryant's resignation, but he says he's not going anywhere.
If you had the opportunity to redo yesterday, would you change anything?
No.
Why is that?
Because I did what needed to be done. It needed to be brought to light what kind of a person the mayor is in the city of Tarrant.
I mean, listen, these are the things old white men can do that the rest of us wouldn't even think of doing. All right, you would not stand up as city councilman and say any slur about the LGBTQ community. You wouldn't do that about Jewish people. I don't think you would do that about Asians either. And if you did, it wouldn't be cause for you to resign like it is in the case of John Bryant. They would be kicking your ass out, all right, dragging you by your feet. Matter of fact, they'd be doing you the way Uncle Phil used to do Jazzy Jeff. But it's the caucasity for me, because folks really know who they can play with, and blackness is something that's always being played with. Now, I know there's people out there right now saying, well, Charlamagne, if you don't want white people to use the word, then you shouldn't use the word to you. I say, hey, maybe you're right, but don't victim blame, all right? Telling black people that it's okay for white people to call them the N-word because we use the N-word, that's like telling a woman she deserved to be sexually harassed because of what she was wearing. Do I struggle with using the word? Sure. Do I want to stop? Yes. Have I made an effort to stop? Sort of. But it's like sticking to a diet. It takes extreme discipline. But this isn't about us. It's about John Tommy Bryant. Now, let me put this in context. John Bryant was repeating language used by the mayor of Tarrant, Alabama, during a past executive session. Now, the mayor of Tarrant is black. I believe his name is Wayman Newton. So he called Mrs. Freeman, the irony of her last name being Freeman. The mayor called her a house N-word, and John Bryant decided to repeat that. John Bryant, Mr. White Man, listen, you could have gotten your point across without saying the whole N-word. Just say the N-word and make sure for the people who are just joining us to let them know you are repeating what someone else said about poor Miss Freeman. Now, he was actually asked why he decided to use the whole word. Listen.
When the mayor called Veronica Freeman a stupid HN, and, you know, he doesn't need to use that term in front of everybody, and I thought that the city ought to know what kind of terminology the mayor uses, and I didn't want him to get away with it.
Now, how can he use HN in that moment, okay, but couldn't use HN when he was at the meeting, and he said the mayor shouldn't have stood up and used it in front of everybody? Neither should you. Okay, he didn't want to let the mayor off the hook. I don't think he understands the context of why the mayor probably called this person a house N-word. Now, I don't know Miss Freeman, so I don't know what she's about, but we as black people usually know why, you know, we call each other house N-words. But once again, white people, you can't use the word like we do in any context. It will never go well for y'all. But when you're used to a certain level of privilege and power in this country, you don't have to think about what other people will feel about what you do or say. That's why when a lot of these folks like John Bryant are being held accountable, like people are holding him accountable, now he acts like he's being attacked. Accountability will always feel like an attack when you're not ready to acknowledge how your behavior harms others. When you look at the way they are pushing back on critical race theory, specifically the New York Times 1619 Project, then you know they aren't ready or even trying to be held accountable. That's actually the main reason I think they're pushing back so hard and trying to, you know, revise history, because they don't want to acknowledge what white supremacy has done in this country, because then they may be liable for it. Best way to not pay what you owe is to act like you don't know what the hell someone is talking about. Now, is John Tommy Bryant racist? I know inquiring minds would like to know. Well, he was asked. Listen.
Are you a racist?
A racist? It's according to what your definition of the word racist is. what a lot of the public's definition is, I might be a racist. But according to what the true meaning of a racist is, absolutely not.
So that's a yes.
I think that's a yes.
That sounds like a yes to me, because if you're not, you'd be like, no.
I don't even know what this
means. He's like,
I don't
want to lie.
I'm not asking you what other people think or feel. I'm asking about you. You know you. You look at yourself in the mirror every day. You hear your thoughts. You know your conversations that you have with others and yourself. You know what you feel. If you're not a racist, that question right there doesn't require a complex answer, okay?
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by racist? Like a racist?
It's the pause for me. Play it again, Ray. Can you play it again? Listen.
A racist? It's according to what your definition of the word racist is. What a lot of the public's definition is, I might be a racist, but according to what the true meaning of a racist is, absolutely not.
That's like if you ask your man if he cheated on you. Well, he cheated.
Well, it depends what you call cheating.
Depends what you call cheating.
If I put my penis in, yeah, but I had a condom on.
Some people might call me a cheater, but to me, you know, I don't. Absolutely not. Okay.
It wasn't me.
There really is no moral to this donkey today, because I'm just repeating stuff we've talked about a million times before. White people shouldn't use the N-word. White people shouldn't be racist. Blah, 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 whatever. I'm just making y'all aware of what John Tommy Bryant said, the way he claims he was making folks aware of what Mayor Wayman Newton said. Please let Kathy Griffin give John Tommy Bryant the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mayo the biggest hee-haw.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes, ma'am.
Eddie, I think you need to put Yee in sensitivity training again, because she be saying some wild
what'd
things
I say?
Sometimes.
What did you say?
I'll tell you off the air.
What'd I say?
All right.
What did
next,
you say?
Ask
what
did
Yee.
I say?
800-585-1051.
I think you're just trying to get her in trouble because you what you said earlier about busting drawers.
No, I didn't say nothing
and
about no
sauce.
Busting drawers.
Exactly. That made me uncomfortable.
There you go, Yee. Yes,
800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, I was talking about my Chick-fil-A sauce. I don't know what y'all talking about.
No.
And
I said it clearly. No, you made her uncomfortable.
I said it clearly. 800-585-1051. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Donkey Today is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.